When you was a boy, did you always want to be an actor?
No, when I was a boy, I didn't know. I think I wanted to be an airline pilot, I think, when I was a little boy. And then I changed, and then I ended up as an engineer for 7 years, or 6 years, I don't know. And then I became what did I become?
A toolmaker.
And then I was an actor. So I've been an actor for all these years now. So I went through a bit of things, like you probably will, when you get to a certain age, you don't know what you're going to do, and what are you going to be, and what am I going to do. And so all that is quite complicated. At the end of the day, you either will go that way, or this way, or this way, or that way. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Am I talking rubbish?
What's the most challenging scene you've ever had to film?
Most challenging thing? I can't really remember. Some of them are very challenging, like some plays in the theatre that are very difficult to do and you've got lots of lines to say. Maybe there are one or two in particular I can think of, but I can't remember what they were called. But I can remember standing in the wings, like you stand in the wings before you go on the stage. And you're really terrified, particularly if you haven't done the film before. If it's the first night of the film in the West End, a play rather, where you're real people appear, then it's very frightening. So on the first and second and third nights of a West End play, you're really shaking like a leaf. And you finally go on, and your voice is all like that, and you talk, and you're shivering. I'm exaggerating. Anyway, that's about doing plays. Plays are one. When you get into them, when you're on, it's happy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What football team do you support?
What football team?
Yeah.
Well, I flip about that, you know. It depends what who's asking me.
Who do you support, Hudson?
Spurs.
Who do you support, Michael?
What?
He supports Tottenham.
Oh, I'd support Tottenham. It's always good to tell people which football team you support. They get very impressed by them. They really don't know who they are, the football team. Yeah.
Did you ever try a butterbeer from the Three Broomsticks?
Did you ever try a butterbeer from the Three Broomsticks?
No, I've never. A butterbeer?
Yeah.
What's that?
Hogsmeade, the Three Broomsticks, the drink they serve, the butterbeer.
Oh, yes. No, I never got involved in that. I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, does Dumbledore, did you see Dumbledore involved in any of that?
Mm.
No, I don't think he ever was. So, I mean, if you're an actor playing a part, you just know your part and your progress. And if something else is going on, you become unaware of it. It's a bit selfish, really, isn't it? You should really look at other people's work, and I don't. I'm sorry.
Who is your inspiration?
Just do that again.
Who is your inspiration?
My inspiration? I suppose it's like Laurence Olivier or someone. It's in that category, because they were the first people I ever got to know, and they helped me a lot. Olivier helped me a lot. I got on with him for 3.5 years. I told you I went to him and asked to be playing bigger parts. And he sent me to another theatre. So I suppose I've always been attached to him, really, in a way. Although he can be very unpleasant, he was quite nice sometimes. Only one day a week, maybe.
How long did it take to get a scene correct with no mistakes?
Good question.
Ah, that's a good line, yeah. It's usually the Amazon rehearsals of a play to do a scene. A scene can take all day to get right without mistakes. You make mistakes, you forget these lines, you forget this line. The director's not pleased with the way it's going. You're not in the right position. So slowly during the day, the scene builds. All the actors in it help build the scene to make sense where you should be, what you should be thinking. So when all that in your head, your thinking, how you move, body, how you sit, is all very important. And that's what acting's all about. It grows. So as you learn your lines, and the scene goes on and gets better and better, you get to a point on that day when it clicks. Or it might not click. But as it goes on during the weeks, usually in a play you have 4 weeks of this rehearsal, which is a long time, isn't it? But in that 4 weeks you have to spend a lot of your effort not only learning lines, but into how this thing, what it's all about, who made it, where does the emotions come from, how does the character move, or is he very unhappy, is he happy? It's all that. You'll get used to that. You want to be an actress? Good luck.
What is your favourite TV show?
Say again.
What's your favourite TV show?
TV show? I don't really watch much, but only the ones I've been in. You know, if you're in a TV show, I've been in lots of them, not in so many now. When it comes on the television, they say they're going to put it on, and say it's got 6 episodes. Then I say I never watched them, but I watch out the corner of my eye, see how it's going on. So if you stand outside the front door of the house you're in, and the telly's on, you can go have a quick see if you're all right. Which is my favourite one. Singing Detective, I think. Yeah. Righto.
Last one, Carla.
So how long did it take to learn your lines?
Ah, that's interesting. Is it when you're just young, like you, or anyone around the table, and you grow up to be 21 or you're more capable of learning lines than people like me, who've got old. So learning lines becomes quite simple. But for most people who become actors, because somehow if you want to be an actor, then part of being an actor, as you will learn as you're getting older, is the speed which you can learn lines. You can have a whole scene in one day, or 3 scenes in one day. You can learn a whole script for a difficult play in a week. It just depends how you are. Or you can be like Maggie Smith, who, a famous actress, who picks up a script. And she has a script for the whole of the rehearsal period, 4 weeks. And she's always looking like that. So she knows them anyway, which gives them more confidence. So as you're young and fit and desirable for everything, you'll learn lines like that.